Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight, tonight we're going to be in a kind of a lull. I was looking at stuff today and I didn't really see anything that grabbed me kind of thing. And so I thought I would talk more about DNA and, you know, genetics and some just general stuff. You know, we always... There are all kinds of things out there. Plastics are now being found in the organs, you know, which is really no surprise. Really. No surprise. Nanoparticles are being dumped on us regularly, and sure, there'd be plastics in those nanoparticles. And they're spraying them in the field. And since we're throwing plastics in the oceans, and we have the plastic mass the size of the United States in the middle of the Pacific somewhere, it would only stand to reason that eventually that would come back to bite us in the backside. So here we are today now with another invading epigenetic that can cause another imbalance in our hormones, in our endocrine system. Plastics will increase estrogen as well, causing more imbalances to the male population. While I'm on that topic, I want to talk about men and their flag. So for you guys out there, 25 and thereabouts, I had a discussion today with a young man, and we had a discussion about, you know, what's going on and how to, you know, protect yourself. Because I'm going to repeat this. I talked about this on another show, and I want to reiterate this very strongly with both men and women. Look, I know what it's like to be 25. I know what it's like to be driven. I know what it's like to have your biology revved to the max, and I know what it's like to try to be connected and intimate and the whole nine yards. You know, when you're 25, you're nothing but a fireball. We all know this. Any guy or gal that's got a healthy libido wants to engage in DNA exchange. I get that. I really do. But these times are not the times I grew up in, or my parents grew up in, or my grandparents grew up in. These times are genetically engineered bioweapon times. And they have made mankind a bioweapon. Now, I'm going to put it to you pretty blunt. So those of you who can't handle salt of the earth English, I would suggest you go and find the Woofoo channel. Because I'm going to talk pretty straight tonight regarding to sex, male organs, female organs, sex in general. If you can't handle that, leave now. If you want to hear what you need to hear about your reproductive system and regarding to the bioweaponry that they have engaged, stick around. All right. I gave you my warning. In today's times, I'm going to ask you all a question, a simple little question. Is your flower worth your life? Is your willy worth your life? It's that simple. Now, if you don't know what a willy is, penis. If you don't know what a flower is, vagina. So we get that straight. Salt of the earth, scientific. We'll do both. How's that? I can do both. So, if you are feeling the urge to surge your DNA, get that fever pitch thing going, at that moment you'll lose your mind, and I get that too. You just want to let it, you want to cut loose with the goose. I get it. But in today's time, this is not an STD I'm talking about, where you can go get a shot, get an antibiotic, get a whatever, take a pill, 6 months later, you shake whatever. But they're also finding now that if you got an HIV infection and you get rid of it in some form or fashion, the metabolite or the biomarker never goes away, meaning that it can be reactivated. Now, if you are engaging with somebody who has been jabbed, okay, whether you're married or not, whether you're dating or not, whatever, and I don't care what side of the fence you're on. Heterosexual, homosexual, transsexual, lesbian, whatever strokes your boat. However you engage in the DNA exchange. If you've been injected and you haven't been injected and your partner has, you run the risk of being dead in about 7 years or sooner. Once you embrace and engage yourself in that activity, your DNA is now on the clock. Now, if you've got a static charge and a surge and purge, you may want to engage yourself, if you haven't been injected, with that technology to burn out any chance of the DNA being corrupted. But if you don't, eventually you are going to suffer. As I talked to one of the shows, if a guy is going in, and he's going in bareback, no protection, no whatever, you know, no spacesuit, no raincoat in the shower, whatever you want to call it, rubber, condom. Okay, and he goes into the woman, and he's injected, and he releases the seed. You are now in a very vulnerable position if you're a woman, because you're about to lose your ability to reproduce and have your DNA corrupted from the inside out. If you're a woman, excuse me, and you engage a guy, and he's, you know, he goes in to the tunnel of love, and he's there doing his thing, you know, drilling for oil and gold, and you're now releasing your proteins into the male. You are now releasing that bioweapon into your partner. Cancer, willy cancer, his balls can get cancer, his prostate, basically you can also collapse. Okay, so it stands to reason that this is basically a bioweapon. This bioweapon now are each other. Now, I have talked to some people who are believers in the biblical truths, or believers in the Quranic truths, or believers in the Torah, truths of the Torah, Judaic truths. It ain't gonna matter. Okay, we are now dealing with genetic engineered bioweaponry that has been inserted inside of you. So if you have a partner, and you engage that partner, you can now terminate each other. Then that's the plan. They don't care if you're a lesbian. They don't care if you're homosexual. They don't care whatever. They just don't care. They don't care if you're heterosexual. They don't care if you're a Christian. They don't care if you are the biblical truths. They don't care if you're a Muslim. They don't care if you're of the Judaic faith. They don't care if you're Hindu. They don't care if you're Buddhist. They don't care if you're Native. They don't care. They've injected the general population, both men and women, and even if you have a partner that hasn't been injected, and one has, the one that hasn't been injected can now be subjected to being corrupted on a genetic level. Now, some of you are saying, how can this be? Well, back in the early 1900s, Australia conducted an experiment with rabbits when they're trying to get rid of rabbits. And this is exactly what they did. They injected a couple hundred of them, released them back into the field, and they infected the other rabbits, killing thousands of them. Now, eventually, they did develop a response mechanism to develop an immunity to that assault, but it still had an effect. It still had influence on them. It culled for a generation or two, it culled the population. I'm saying this to all of you because it's not that I'm against intercourse. I think in a proper setting, it's a good thing. You know, but they have weaponized you. If you've been injected, okay, they have inserted an operating system inside of you to create a problem with your genetic code. And as I said, they don't care. They just don't care. So what I'm suggesting to all of you, I had talked to a buddy of mine, and now he's talking about putting up a website maybe as a dating service for those of the uninjected, non-jab, which I think is a good idea. Now, I'm also going to say to those of you who, if he does put it up, and for those of you who are not jabbed, might be a good venue. But those of you who are jabbed, you better be straight with the people you are going to screw over. Because you need to be straight with the people you're with, because you could kill your partner. You're going to die. Don't be in the sense of, I'm going to take him with me or take her with me. Okay, you really need to understand the nature of what they did. We need to understand why they did it. They wanted to get rid of you. Our politicians are already gearing up in North America, in the United States and Canada, to get ready to reinstate the restrictions and to use digital ID to see if you have been injected. Now, they have a quantum dot ID going on. So when you get injected, what they're doing now is they're injecting a carbon needle inside of you that dissolves and releases its bioweapon or nano bioweapon. That nanobioweapon now will leave a copper ID inside of you so that when they go to scan you or check you out or do a reading, they can tell when your last injection was, what you've been injected with, when the last time you had injections, what you need to be caught up with your injections, so forth and so on. They are planning on... Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if when they do it. It's the way it is. This is the nature of what we're in today. This is the nature of how and what they are intending. They don't care. And they know human nature better than we do. Let's face it, you can give up alcohol. Watching baseball, you can give up television, you can give up food. Sex is one of the strongest drives we have inside of us, next to self-preservation. And in a way, sex is a form of self-preservation. So when we're looking at the whole picture here, they have left no stone unturned. They will eventually spray the skies with whatever. That's the way it is. They're going to also eventually, you know, put the injections in the food if they haven't already. I heard today, or was reading today, or listening to something today, that now they're saying, for those of us who save seeds, they're not going to want you to use your seeds. Oh no, you can't use your seeds. You got to use their seeds. There's going to be a separation between people who are not willing to go along with the system. And you are going to be put in positions of vexation and tormentation. So, because the rest of these people are just the way it is. They're going to be dead. And it ain't going to matter. It's just not going to matter. Okay? They are going to be dead, and you are going to be in some kind of incarceration because you wouldn't comply, and they're going to treat you like the Uyghurs in China were treated. Today I saw something that was a little bit alarming. Ukrainians had captured Russian soldiers, and then what did they do? When they got them, they shot them in the leg, blood coming out, and they beat the hell out of them. Okay, this is the Ukrainians doing it to the Russians. Now, this is war, and stuff like that is expected in war. It's just the nature of war, right? You know, you're going to have some feelings of whatever, and you're going to, you know, react and respond. It's just the nature of war. So if they're abusing POWs in a war, what are they going to do in this war? We're in a war. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, there's no discharge from war. Imagine that. No discharge from war. I used to always wonder what that was talking about. Because we're in the West, we relatively have no war. Well, we have a lot of other things going on, which could be, you know, considered a war. You know, racism, poverty, poor against rich, corporations against the working class. It's just, these are all war. We're always making war on something here in the West, right? War on drugs, war on taxes, war on poverty, war on this, war on the environment, war on the economy, war, war, war. That's the only thing that comes out of our mouths, war. I think this planet is so inverted, it's insane. Nothing is what how we talk, how we express ourselves, the way we view things, it's all based on war. And I think it's always been that way. Even during times of peace, people have always carried guns, always owned guns. And they've always owned guns for either one reason or another. And today, more than ever, I think everybody should own a bazooka. Don't trust your government. Don't trust your government. You know, when a politician says he's not part of the WEF, and the WEF is clearly stating that they've got him already, they made penetration, you know what? Don't trust your government. Don't trust anything in Canada when it comes to government. They will betray us again and again and again. And you know why they continue to do this? Because as a whole, no matter where you live, no matter what country in the world you are, they think you're stupid. And they think all they've got to do is put a little pressure on you for a period of time, back off, give you a chance to catch your breath, and then go right back at it again, and you'll go right back to having that tether strapped to your throat, shackled to your leg, shackled to your arms, and you will continue to stroke the boat. That's what they think. That's how they look at you. They look at you that they expect you to serve them. And you know what? They know you will. That's why they continue to do this. The only time that ever stopped is when there was a complete, total destruction of a system where war was imminent. Internal wars were imminent, and they caused a change in the direction of the flow of a country and a government. In Canada and the United States, I'm not sure if anything here can be fixed. We will never go back to anything. Anybody who still thinks that, I need to share with you. You got to share with me what you're drinking. You know, so I can drink double. Because there ain't no going back. Everyone is talking about trials. And we're going to go on trial. We're going to have our day in court. What court? Judges are all bought out. And I'm not even sure about the lawyers we have now that have been supposedly fighting. They may have been taken out or threatened. You never know. We're not living in that Walt Disney world where it's a small world after all and everything works out in the end. This is not Star Trek where the good guy always wins. You know, we're living in an AI reality. Some of you will call it a Mandela effect. I call it an AI reality. I think, in all honesty, that the Mandela effect was another AI from another a reset from in the past. That's my thinking on it anyway. Because it seems like everything is repeating itself exactly the way things were before. And it led to the same conclusion. A destruction, a massive destruction of systems that were put in place, wiped out, burned off the planet, and started over. Had reset everything. It had gone so far down the toilet that nothing you could do but burn it off. And we're there again. We are. This is the most cruelest time, I believe, one of the most cruelest times in history. Where it's not as barbaric, perhaps, maybe more so when you consider the means of delivering the torture and delivering the method of death, that these times are probably the most horrific times we are ever going to see. To insert into people AI-operated, nano-engineered, genetically engineered, materials into a person to take out their DNA, take out their connection to creation, and put in a new connection to a machine. And if you survive the transition, you're jacked in. If you don't survive the transition, oh well, c'est la vie. Now, Bill Gates and a lot of the elite oligarchs are buying up all the land, buying up all the resources, buying up the water, buying everything. They are going to own everything. Now, if you are off-grid and you happen to be on their land, they will send a military contingency to remove you off their land. I hope everybody is preparing for war, because this is what they've been conditioning us for the last 1,000 years, if not more. And what I mean by conditioning you for war, if they're poisoning your food supply with genetically engineered material or genetically modifying organisms, now think about this, genetically engineered or genetically modified organisms, one sounds like technology, the other one sounds like biology. See how they played the game, how they played the words, genetically modified organisms, genetically engineered foods. Maybe they've been putting nano and mutations in the food supply since the 70s, for all we really know, because nobody really ever studied this correctly. We knew they were violating things. We knew they were doing things. We understood the terminology, but we really didn't understand the details to the terminology. Now, did we? This has affected all of us on an epigenetic level. This has affected all of us, you know, on a biological level, on the cellular level. You know, it has been altering our endocrine system. I seriously believe that the reason why we have the dispersion of people's sexuality the way it is today is because they have been programmed through the food supply. And a lot of them bought into the narrative, not really understanding that they may have been violated through some sort of biowarfare. Nobody thinks that way, right? Everyone just says, oh, they're just gay. All of a sudden, we got these gay people. Haiti taught us this back, I think, in the 70s or 80s. When the Haitians came over here, majority of them were either homosexual or lesbian. And everybody started laughing. Well, God, they're a gay bunch. They're not. They weren't a gay bunch. They were exploited and experimented on with the genetically engineered or genetically modified organisms that were put in their food that altered their endocrine system. So they just reacted or responded to the operating system that had reprogrammed their endocrine system. That's what happened. And now we have that ongoing today in the food supplies in the rest of North America and the world. This is a complete corruption of biology and complete corruption of mankind and design of mankind. It's really a vile violation. And so once you've been genetically altered or genetically engineered, you're just responding according to the operating system that they put inside of you. Some people say, well, how come not everybody's affected this way? Because not everybody was poor to the level where that's all they ate. If all you can afford is soy, pea, corn, wheat, that's all been genetically engineered. And what I mean by that is you're eating nothing but cereal. You're eating nothing but, you know, beans and lentils, which are all estrogenic. And then you have soy and just about everything that you're buying in these stores. I've been in the stores, for instance, when I was down in Arizona. And they had a store, I forget what it was called. It was like a blue and white store. And then it was a store for the Hispanic people, you know, Hispanics lived mostly in different pockets in Arizona, so they had their own stores. But this was a major chain. So when I went in the store, I started reading the labels because they had a bilingual, they had Spanish and English. And I was reading the labels, I couldn't believe what I was reading. Just about everything they had in there had canola, soy, or some other shit in it, aluminum or food color red. I mean, it was crazy what they were feeding these people. They couldn't afford to buy the better quality food that didn't have all those contaminants, so they would be eating nothing but these foods. As a result, over a period of time, they had their endocrine system starting to change. Then if the parents were eating nothing but this food, that change affected their children's endocrine system. All of a sudden, they come out, they don't know what they are because their whole hormonal biochemistry is completely screwed up. You can see how this is biowarfare. This is how you weaken a people from within. This is how you weaken a people, a military. This is how you weaken the peoples in general in a country. Take away their strength. You take away their firstborn or their secondborn. You know, you turn them into something they're not meant to be. You make them estrogenically dominant. So as a result, everyone's all screwed up. And all of a sudden, you're doing things you wouldn't normally would have done 60, 70 years ago, because we didn't have this going on 60, 70 years ago. Now, if they are doing this with the food supply, and they've been doing this with the food supply, and they're continuing to going to do it with the food supply. I was listening to the Ice Age farmer today. He's saying that the farmers that were growing organics were using a very toxic chemical. Now, the organic farming industry is being shut down. Well, there was never really anything organic about most of them anyway. Chemtrails basically neutralized any organics, and the chemtrails themselves had a high concentration of metalloestrogens, which was also penetrating the food supply. This is why a lot of us are having... A lot of us are having reactions, or we're overreactive on a lot of things. You know, our bodies are becoming more and more programmed, and it's very difficult to trying to maintain your head. Okay, a lot of you guys, young guys, and even some of you women, you know, you get into this whole thing, arousal, your hormones are up, and you get into the whole concept of masturbation. And some of you find that you lose control. Well, it's one of the toughest things to be hooked onto. Next, because it acts like a drug. Okay, when you masturbate, basically, primarily, you are releasing high levels of endorphins, which gives you a sense of relief, sense of euphoria. And it's like when you're having a moment, it seems to be an outlet. As well as anything you're consuming today, a lot of those foods you may be eating may be, again, causing the hormonal imbalance that causes that activity to become very predominant. Now, if it's... Now, medically, for the older guys, they do suggest that a guy will masturbate once a week if he's not having sex to relieve the buildup in the prostate. I think personally today, with what I've been seeing anyway, I think the prostate issue is tied to the estrogen imbalances, which again can tie the testosterone receptor sites in the prostate. And I also think it has a lot to do with the blockage in the urinary tract. Women get infections, men normally don't, but what happens with men is they can have a buildup in the urinary tract, and it causes pressure to back up into the bladder, which can affect the prostate as well. So a lot of things, again, this is all tied to biowarfare. Now, if you are engaged in any kind of porn, might not be a bad idea to cut the hell that loose. Number one, think about this for 1 minute. If you're watching porn to get yourself excited, what's the point? You're just watching an illustration. Okay, it can arouse you. And if you're having problems with masturbation, that's the last thing you need to be looking at. Okay, the less you think about sex, the better off you are. You know, if you can occupy yourself, you can take that sexual energy that you have going on and start doing something else constructive. Now, it's going to be hard for you to get away from that because you want to have that release. But the moment you start diverting your energy to something else, that will diminish pretty much on its own. That goes for the women as well. You know, y'all got your toys that make noise. You give yourself a good jolt. It's over. But if you get trapped in the same thing where you got to, you know, you're doing it all day long kind of thing, you got a problem. And again, a lot of this has to do with the bio warfare that they have done to you. Because if you're just driven by sex and you get into a relationship, that is suicide. I will tell you straight out, it better be something more than just, you know, the tunnel of love and an engagement of DNA. It better be a lot more, because it will be nothing but disaster. So this is something that I'm pointing out to you, and I'm pointing out the why to all of this, because the why is important that you understand that a lot of this is all programming through genetics, programming through your endocrine system, programming through your biology. Okay, so we have been violated even in this regard. See, the idea behind the whole concept of getting you to having your endocrine system imbalanced to a point where you're masturbating uncontrollably, because if you drain yourself too much, eventually you will damage yourself and you'll be incapable of any form of reproduction. That's how that goes. If you overdo it, you burn out. Drain yourself dry. And that's one of the reasons why this was done as well. It's war. It's war on levels you can't imagine. It's wars on levels that you will never think. See, we got these conceptions of sex because this is what television taught us. You got these conceptions of sex because the educational system didn't really teach sex education correctly. Sex education for most of you was, you went to school, you went into science class, you're in biology, and now they're having a lesson on sex. So they show you the reproductive system, guy gets erected, he's pumping his semen into a woman, he's inserted himself into a woman, she's got a vagina, she produces a lubricant, she's ready to go, And that's the extent of it. She gets pregnant, and 9 months later, you have a baby. That's the extent of sex education today. That's a joke. What they need to have explained in sex ed is the nature of DNA exchange. Now, they do teach you, well, they used to teach, I don't know if they still teach it, but they used to teach for every partner you've had, that partner that had sex with other partners, their genetic code and the genetic code of their partners would have been exchanged and have been embedded inside the host. Now, their explanation of that is very light. Very light. But there are reasons why, biblically, it says not to fornicate or commit adultery. Because in committing adultery or fornication, in exchanging your DNA, and then exchanging your DNA with other people's DNA and sharing everybody else's DNA, it can also affect your childbearing. Because if the DNA of all the hosts you've been with are there, and you connect with somebody and have a baby, and that person also has had a history of genetically exchanging their DNA, then the child that's being produced, you don't know whose DNA it's got. The DNA from all the other partners, one of them may be more dominant. That they don't teach. That's why it was important to sustain and maintain your profile so that when it came time to produce children, you would produce healthy children whose genetic code would be intact, which would mean that they would be strong and healthy, that they would be fortified on their biology, on their genes, on their chromosomes, so that they too would produce healthy offspring. Again, they do not teach. They should be teaching, but they don't. So like I said, what you got in school and what you see on television, when you start thinking in these terms, it makes it a lot easier to keep your legs crossed and occupy yourself with something more important than your sexual organs. When you start thinking that your DNA is being shared with other people's DNA, and that your DNA may get corrupted every time that happens, or the DNA that you may be exchanging and storing may one day be somebody else's DNA other than yours. Keep that in mind. And if you start thinking in those terms, perhaps that will help a lot of you disengage from these activities. So you got to understand, in today's time, with the genetics of the food supply, the genetics from this fallout from the sky, the epigenetic effect that has, the genetics of these frequencies and how they're damaging our genetic code, okay, we are under a biological attack on our DNA. I've said this before. The number one priority today is your DNA and your immune system. That's what they're going after. That's what they are. That's what they're trying to disrupt. That's what they're trying to defile. That's what they're trying to destroy. Again, you weaken a people that way. You weaken a generation. You weaken the foundation of any society when that happens. That's why it was such a very stringent, some cultures are very stringent with the women. They don't today understand the value of genetics, because if they did understand the value of genetics and understanding what's going on with genetics, they wouldn't have to be that stringent with the women. The women themselves would be more, more chaste in that regard. They would be considering what could get corrupted in certain activities. So again, they are doing that anyway now with the injections. They're doing it anyway with the frequency, 6G frequencies. How many of you are having hair fall out? All of a sudden your hair is starting to fall out. That's radiation poisoning. That's, again, an assault on your genetic code. You know, And again, this is one of the things they're not telling you, that all this shit, all this technology that they gave you, cell phones. Today I was just reading something about people going back to dumb phones. They call them dumb phones. I want to get a dumb phone. I don't need a smartphone. Number one, I don't use the one I got as it is. Well, if I want a cell phone, all I want is to make a phone call or make a text message. I don't need to have played games or watch videos or any of that other shit. That's just a lot of money for nothing. You know, if I'm just going out and someone needs to get a hold of me for an emergency, that's all you really need. Remember those little, I forget what they were called. You put on the side of your belt and it would zing you if someone was trying to get a hold of you and you'd go find the phone. Those, I think, were great. You didn't have to carry a phone with you. You just knew someone was trying to get a hold of you. So when you got home, you gave them a call. You know, I'm again presenting this to everybody because everything they've given us, you get an EMF meter and you go through your house, that thing's going off, that's radiation. That's affecting your genetic code. That's affecting your DNA. This is war. This is a war against your biology. The assault is on your genetic code. So when you're realizing that all this tech they gave you to put out in front of us was designed to cause damage on your DNA, RNA, your genetic code, your chromosomes, your cells, tissues, organs, communications network with your brain to your body, you begin to realize how bad it is. All these toys, we really don't need all these toys. What are they doing to us? All these toys are doing is engaging us in deeper levels of the abyss. It's taking us deeper and deeper downward. As long as you're in the matrix system, you're going to need to be involved with technology. But that technology is going to kill you. That's just the way it works. Yeah, you're jacked in, but you're checking out at the same time. And when you understand that, and you understand the nature of what's going on, cell phones, iPads, Wi-Fi, smart meters, towers, smart dust, nanites, you know, programmable injections, genetically engineering, genetic modification. And the genetic engineering, think about this. If you genetically engineer food, you may have to activate that food with a signal for that program to engage in order to alter the genetic code of the plant you put it in. Think about that. Farmer plants a whole row of whatever, tomatoes, corn, whatever. And they fire a frequency on his field to produce a specific effect to grow whatever they want to grow with the alteration in the genetic code of that plant. Now think about this. They don't want you to buy your seeds or use your seeds anymore. You know why? Because they can't control them with a frequency. If they're heritage seeds or seeds that were not part of the genetic modification operations of the 70s and the 80s, and you got good seed that doesn't have any shit in it, then this is where the challenge comes now. Where are you going to plant that? Because the ground is loaded with nanites. The ground is loaded with nanoparticles. The ground is loaded with glyphosates. The ground is loaded with pesticides, which have programs in them. The ground is loaded with nanosilver. So where are you going to plant this good seed, which isn't going to be affected by the operating systems that are already in the earth? How many of you think that way? Or you think, I have an organic seed, I'm going to plant it in a garden and grow a garden. Then all you're going to grow is a genetically modified plant that has basically absorbed whatever was in the ground. This is why I say you got to grow everything indoors these days. Whether it's through aquaponics, hydroponics, and if you can take the soil and filter out the soil, which is no cheap venture. I guess the cheapest way to burn filter the soil is to burn it. Burn the top layer, burn it at a high heat, and then afterwards cover it up and underneath put your calcium, your boron or borax, your phosphorus, your magnesium, your potassium, your sodium, and then your other minerals like selenium, zinc, copper, cobalt, and just let it heal. Then, when the soil has healed, then again plant your seeds, but keep it covered. That again, that's what is going to be needed. That's how you got to start to think. If you're eating all the so-called organics, and you're eating all the non-hybrid foods, and you're eating as clean as you possibly can eat, and you're still breaking out or breaking down or having health issues, then what you're eating has been corrupted, irrespective of whatever side of the fence you're on. And I always tell people all the time, there's nothing you can do today, to go and buy clean food unless you're growing it yourself indoors in a place where the environmental pollutants don't pollute your food supply. So when you're looking at the food you're eating, the only thing you can do is neutralize what you're putting inside at this point in time. Even the water may have to go through some sort of static discharge and filtration in order to filter out the nanometal that's in the water supply or the plastics that may be into it. You may have to filter your water, put it in a drum, and then use that water that you filtered, for your indoor aquaponic or your seeds. Like I said, this is where we are at today. Some of you would get overwhelmed, but I just would suggest to you, don't get overwhelmed. Build things on a small scale. All you need is an aquarium with some fish, a platform above, a pump, some lava rock, your seeds, and then pump your water up to the lava rock. Let it go through the whole thing, come out the other side, it filters the water. Fish are healthy, feed them whatever, duckweed or whatever you feed them. And now you got a non-GMO product, a non-genetically engineered product that will have the nutrients required to keep you healthy. That's how you got to start thinking. See, we've always been under this gun that, if the government does this, we're victims. We're going to lose. We got this mentality. We're going to lose. I don't like losing. Fuck that. I had that attitude. I guess maybe growing up poor gave me that attitude. You got to have that F you attitude. F that. God gave us all a brain. All you got to do is, exercise the space between your ears to come up with solutions. That is how you have to be today. If you just give up, they're just going to walk a mud hole and you dry. That's all they're going to do. They don't care about you. Klaus in Europe doesn't give a shit about Canada. All he's looking at with Canada is he's got an idiot prime minister that he's got under his control. He's got the Canadian Parliament under his control. And now he's coming after the resources that he's going to own and control. He's going to control the water, fresh water supply. He's going to control the oil. He's going to control the natural resources. He's going to control the minerals, the timber, everything. That's why they're here. They don't care about the Liberal Party. They don't care about the NDP party. They don't care about the Conservative Party. May as well not be a party. It's a joke. Total joke. You know, and the Parti Québécois, it's even a bigger joke. It's a bigger laughing joke. They're not going to do anything. They're just going to sit there and go along. If they got together, perhaps they could stop some of the bullshit that the Liberal parties are going to... Trudeau isn't going to step down. Why would he step down now? Everyone thinks he's going to step down. I don't know why he would. He's got the power now. Fidel Jr. is going to rule Canada just like they did Cuba. So like I said, they're not going to care about you. Europe has basically taken over Canada. They're now trying to kill America. They're wiping out their military from within. They're now shutting down farmers there in the United States because of some bullshit, because they gave them the okay to put stuff in the ground before, and now they're saying it's all poison, just sludge, and they can't farm anymore because it's poison. That's bullshit. They don't want them to farm anymore because they're trying to cause a food shortage in America. There is no way a breadbasket the size of the United States, with the sophistication and development that it has done in the last, 80 years, is at this point not able to produce food. And with the weather warfare that they're doing and the storms they're creating and the imbalances they're creating in the jet stream, they are going to break this planet yet. This is why we're having droughts. This is why we're having the problems we're having, because of this tampering with the jet stream. You know, so when you hear about floods, unusual flooding happening, like we had in Canada with along Merritt, B.C. there. They get the odd flood, but this was unbelievable what they got hit. They were trying to drive them out. Then you got flooding going on in desert areas where people have been living for decades. All of a sudden they get flooded because they're trying to push them out of those environments. That's how you got to see this. These are not natural disasters. These are programmed disasters. We really do not understand the might of the military-industrial complex and what they really have and what they can do. The other night here where I'm at, a buddy of mine came over and we're outside on the porch and we're looking up at the light, and then something was coming down from the sky because you could see it in the light, but there was nothing hitting the ground. I'm looking at that, so isn't that odd? I was just looking for some, wet spot, any kind of damp weather, like a water covering, nothing. Ground was dry, but something was coming down. They sprayed something, and again, it was just not, if it made contact with the earth, you couldn't see it. And people are contacting from all over, showing me all kinds of phenomena, that they're seeing in their respective environments. So again, this is what they're doing. And they're doing it now while you're asleep. They didn't stop the chemtrailing. They just do it now when no one's awake. That's what they've done. I got some footage on here tonight where an elderly gentleman, probably around my age, took the jab. And it debilitated him. He's effed up. And for those of you who have taken the jab, you should see this video. Because that could be you in a couple years. Could be you in 6 months. And this way, if you've only taken one jab, you won't take two or three or four. And those of you who have been jabbed and listen to these shows, you may want to get a little pissed off. You might want to get a little angry. You might want to get a little agitated. But don't take it out on the people that you can yell and scream at and intimidate. Take it out on the people that assassinated you. Take it out on the people that lie to you about these injections. Take it out on the people and institutions that violated and took away your right to life. That's who you should get agitated with. That's who you should get aggravated with. That is who you should be protesting. Think about this for 1 minute. If you knew that in a week you were going to die, if you knew 1 week you were going to die, what would your legacy be? Just a question. I don't know any answers. I don't know how to give you any answers on that one. But if you knew you were going to die in a week, what would your legacy be? Did you just die quietly? Did you die going down fighting? Did you die doing something to help the next person so they don't wind up like you did? What would your legacy be? It's a question that I'm just throwing out there, because when you see what they've done and how they've stolen your lives, it's a waste. It's a total waste. They've stolen what could potentially have been something phenomenal. So, and, you know, and everyone's talking about the, you know, what happened at the, what is it, Emmys or whatever that TV award is. I don't pay attention to that shit. And a guy walked up and slapped another guy. That's all that's been on the air for 2 days. You know, this guy slapped this guy because this comedian made fun of his wife and he got mad. He went up there and slapped him. And the guy told him to, you know, not to say anything. You know, blah, dee, dee, blah, da, da. And now this is all everybody's seeing. And now we're not paying attention to Ukraine. Spent too much time looking at it. Because now they got to nip that up. They got to wipe that up because, you know, the season's going to change and elections are going to go through. Blah, dee, dee. We got to get everything ready for the fall. We got to get the fishnet out to get all the fish that we didn't catch in the first round. So now everyone's distracted with the Hollywood bullshit. Oh, damn, he had this, and we had never seen this before. And, oh, my God, this is so... And, oh, he hit the guy, and the guy, you know, and he said this, and she said that. And, oh, and, you know, this is what we're doing. This is what they're showing. They know how dumb people are and how easy it is to shift the attention. It is all coordinated. You know... It's all it's all by design. They knew people weren't falling for the Ukraine thing, so now Russia and Ukraine are going to wrap it up, and now they're going to come up here with Hollywood and all this sensation, this guy. Like, really? Hollywood is that important to the world? They got that many people watching that shit? Really? But think about it, that shows you the IQ of the planet. If that is that important, to watch a guy get on stage, got agitated, smack another guy, because the guy says something about his wife in a comical way, and that has taken the attention. See, that's what I'm saying, the IQ of a peanut. And that's insulting the peanuts. So, again, this is, like I said, for those of you who are, you know, investigating and engaging in some, you know, truth, searching for what's going on, don't get caught up with the sideshow. As I've often said many a time, if something's going on in front of you that they want you to see, look behind you, because that's where the real news is. Look to the side of you. Look to the left. Look to the right. What mainstream fake news is showing you is the distraction. Nothing more. Not even real news. It's all theatrics. Hollywood. All Hollywood. You know. The more and more. Oh, someone sent me... Someone sent me a picture of an incident going on in Ukraine, some major explosion going on, and this was supposed to be in the Ukraine, and in there you saw an Edmonton firefighter. Now, whether that was dubbed in there through some sort of special effects, or whether that wasn't even Ukraine, but a picture from at Calgary, where fire or explosion had gone on, and there was a firefighter there observing the what was going on, which may have been the actual, but now they have dubbed it as the Ukraine. And they've done this many a times throughout this whole thing. The whole thing's been a joke. A joke. And they're all posturing, you know, putting such a bad guy. We're going to have to remove this guy. He's so bad. He's so bad. He's so bad. We got to remove him. He's so bad. Nothing's going to happen. Be business as usual in about 3 weeks. That's the nature of the planet we live on. Lies, lies, and more lies. All right, I'm going to wind it down. You know, as I say at the end of these shows all the time, you know, there's the Gospels. Go read them. I will reiterate this again for you. Read them for yourself. Don't get sucked into anybody, anywhere, any place, no matter what. Read it first. You want to go to a church, you want to go to assembly, that's great and wonderful. You want to go to a fellowship, that's great and wonderful. Bible studies, that's great. But read it for yourself. Don't let anybody influence your interpretations or understandings until you get familiar with the book yourself. Then engage any way you like. You know, I say this because of things that could happen. There's a lot of cults out there, a lot of sects out there, even with the, and I don't mean sex, S-E-X, I mean S-sect, S-E-C-T, that have ideas about what they're teaching. And a lot of times, most of the time, it's all about entrapping you in a cult so that you can be their minion, their slave, their Toby. You know, go here, go there, buy this, buy that, give me your money. We need this, we need that. So remember, that's what a lot of cults or sects are like. So this is why, and again, even mainstream religion is a cult. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, if it's mainstream, chances are it's a cult. So that's why I'm saying read it for yourself. Read what Jesus had to say. Read how Jesus lived. Read what Jesus, how he did what he did, what he was talking about. Read the letters. Read the book of Acts. Read Revelations, because that is the playbook. That's what we're seeing today. Alrighty. Bob, I also got people there who are trying their best to help you in finding solutions. So I encourage you all to, in any way, shape, or form, help them out. Share whatever you can financially. If you don't have anything because of you losing your job, because of the fake lie, get yourself back on your feet. Take care of your family. Take care of those responsibilities. You know, but see if you can share the message. Share these videos. Share these audios. Share them with people. Hey, you never know who they may help. Okay, so as I always say as well, on this note, you know, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.